Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 097. Yes, this is the Onward edition here. We have a whole bunch of stuff to talk to you about today, a whole bunch of interesting little tech tidbits, little general information, one little caffeinated bit to round out your day and hopefully get you up and about, but no pod-safe music for today, and today that's a very important reason as to why, and I'll get into that as we get towards the end of the tech tidbits section. Like I said, this has been a rather fun little show to put together. Hopefully you'll enjoy all the stuff that we found. We've decided to relabel exactly the kind of content that we carry here at the Caffeination Podcast. It's not necessarily always real news, shall we say. It's much more offbeat news. We're kind of like the wacky news channel you see on TV. There's some real content every once in a while, but we realize people turn to us not because they can find out what the iPhone's going to do, but because they can find out all the other stuff that's going to be happening on the internet. I mean, you can find any number of sources for anything else that we give you, but you know, we truly strive to give you the strangest news that we can find, basically because that's the stuff that I'm interested in, too. I mean, like, seriously, there was about 55 articles on the iPhone last week, so you got to get away from it every once in a while. All right, the Caffeination. We'd just like to announce that we are proudly sponsored by GoToMeeting. You can try it free for 45 days. These days, whether you're in business or you simply want to share something with your family and friends, email and voicemail just aren't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, an online meeting solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. GoToMeeting makes it easy to provide training and share information with coworkers, family, and friends. All you need is your PC, an internet connection, and a phone. You invite people to meet you online. Your attendees see your computer screen on their monitors, and best of all, you can meet as long as you want, as often as you need, for one flat rate. But don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself, free for 45 days. No credit cards needed. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and type in the promo code PODCAST. That's PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, the Try It Free button, and the promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. We'd just like to thank GoToMeeting for continuing to sponsor the show here. We wouldn't be able to do all the wonderful and extravagantly expensive things that we do here, like a flash soundboard. I mean, that just wouldn't have happened without them. All right, I jest, shall we say, but still. We have a lot of great stuff to talk to you about today here. Hopefully you're going to enjoy all the stuff that we found online. It's been a real weird weekend. It's kind of one of those weekends where I don't really know exactly where all the time went. I think I'm thrown off because the major football game for everybody around here was on Saturday instead of Sunday. So it feels like the weekend should have ended yesterday when it only just began yesterday. So, I'm a little out of it, especially since the team that I root for lost, so it's kind of one of those there is no joy in Mudville kind of things. Mighty Casey has struck out. Yeah, well, the Eagles just lost the game, so I'm more than a little bit mentally distraught. Just haven't wrapped my head around the fact that I really don't have anything to root for sports-wise for the next couple months. I'm a pretty big sports fan, especially as geeks go. I mean, I love the Eagles. I love the Flyers. I'm from Philadelphia. Can you tell? I live here, so I love the Eagles. I love the Phillies. I love the Flyers. Not too big of a fan of the basketball team, but still. Every once in a while, when all the teams are doing poorly at the same point in time, there's nothing to really do because I don't watch very much TV. So now I'm going to have to actually get interested in a TV show or something, but yeah, not like The Boys taking up any of my time. But all right, on to the tech tidbits. First up, we have would you like to buy a country? Yeah, there's something called a micronation in the middle of the ocean. Actually, it's not really the middle, it's more like 7 miles off the British coast. It's kind of like an oil rig. That's pretty much what it looks like. But what it is it's called Sealand. It's a British naval platform that was built in the middle of World War II, and it exists in international waters. So in 1967, a former major in the British Army actually took residence up on metal platform and decided to call it its own country since it was in international waters and it had been abandoned. And it has been held up in every international court so far. It's called a micronation. They have their own stamps, their own passports, their own gold and silver certificates. I mean, they have their own economy. Not a very large one, but still, it's an economy nonetheless. But yeah, apparently there's been some serious damage to the actual structure of Sealand. So they're thinking about actually selling it. That and the royal line is dying out maybe, but still. They're thinking about selling it and moving on to other endeavors. So who do you think would be the perfect group of people to actually buy a sovereign body? Why, the Pirate Bay, of course. Yes, that notorious website that sets itself up for BitTorrent tracking, so you can go there, you can find all the illicit materials that your heart desires. They would like to get around international copyright law by buying Sealand, thereby becoming it a country in and of themselves. So the Pirate Bay would actually take to the sea. That'd be kind of cool. They're going to house all their servers and everything there if it actually works out. And I suppose people are going to have to start treaty conversations with them if they want to continue to do business. But it'd be kind of fun to see exactly what happens there. It's kind of an interesting idea. But the asking price for what they're looking for is around $1 billion U.S., 504 million pounds. So it's kind of interesting. Nonetheless, the price is very high. But then again, what kind of price could you put on freedom? We have it up there so you can see the articles from both Engadget and Gizmodo. It's kind of fun to look at. All right, the next little thing we have up here in Tech Tidbits is the satellite radio. Every once in a while, everyone talks about a merger between the two largest companies. That would be Sirius Satellite Radio and XM Satellite Radio. And I don't know why they haven't done it earlier. It's just like a revisit of the format war. I mean, everybody talks about it from time and time again. They're like, oh yeah, well, you know, all the sports that I want are on Sirius, but I like all the content that's on XM. First of all, I think that if you're actually going to be paying for radio, there really shouldn't be commercials on it. So there are some commercials for free stations, but there are a lot of stations that actually do subsidize their income by accepting commercials. If I'm paying $9 to $13 or whatever it is a month, in addition to having to buy a special radio to listen to the content, I'd pretty much be damned if I'm actually going to have to hear commercials. It's kind of like when you, I don't know, over-commercialization is kind of irritating to me anyway, but still, it's kind of fun to think about the possibility. If they actually did merge and there's subscription bases combined, then you would have all major sports, at least in the United States, would be carried on one radio station, or one radio company, which is very nice. Because as it is right now, I'm a big fan of baseball, but I'm also a big fan of hockey and football. If I wanted to listen to hockey and football, I could subscribe to Sirius Satellite Radio. Also, basketball's on that. If I wanted to listen to baseball, I have to go to XM. So I'm not going to pay two subscriptions at once. First of all, again, the whole paying for radio thing, not really a big fan. I live in a large market, so there's a lot of radio to choose from, even if the songs they're playing are all the same at this point, but still. I just really hope that they actually go through with the merger. Maybe that would drive their overhead costs down. Maybe they'd put Howard Stern out on his ear again. I'm not really a big Stern fan. I think he's kind of overhyped for what he is. I mean, he's a shock jock. I mean, I don't understand how he gained exactly as much popularity as he has. But then again, people still listen to this show, and we're far from that. So apparently the Howard Stern people in the world are a lot more prevalent than the caffeination people in the world, but still. What exactly do you think the scent of money would be? Well, apparently, if you own a vehicle, you can soon smell that. Well, at least you can smell lavender when you drive. Now, if you don't really understand what I'm talking about, then you need to head on over to the Caffeination Podcast, www.caffeination.com. What it is there's a link over there that you really need to see to believe. Apparently, somebody thinks that the housewives in America and the rest of the world, you know what they're desperately needing? You know what they are in dire need of? The one accessory that they have not found yet? Yes, that would be scented tires for their automobile, ranging in price from $119 U.S. to $138 U.S. per tire. As you drive, the heat releases oils that are in the tire. First of all, if there's oil coming out of my tires, I don't really think that's a safe thing. It doesn't seem like a good idea. Just throwing that out there. That's neither here nor there. But right now they have lavender scent, so apparently when you drive, everyone now has to deal with your overwhelming love of the scent of lavender. And then they're going to be releasing like jasmine and orange and jasmine soon. So, I mean, it's strange. I don't know who exactly would buy it, but then again, you know, there's a consumer for almost any kind of product that you would put out there. But still, I just thought it would be kind of funny, kind of offbeat to throw out there for you. So let's see what else we have here. Yeah. Apparently, we are going to talk a little bit about the iPhone today, but apparently everyone has decided that this is the newest and easiest thing to make fun of. There was a relatively humorous sketch on SNL about it. Conan O'Brien had one where the iPhone, yes, it'll do everything for you. It's a phone. It's a personal organizer. It's a bottle opener. It's a portable shower. It's a mace dispenser. I mean, they went through the entire gamut of possible things. It's a hand grenade. So I don't want to put links up directly to that content because I can't find them all, and they usually dive relatively shortly after you put them up anyway. Mainly because since all of the stuff is licensed for distribution on different networks, you would have to link to the network's location of the file, because as soon as the network sees that one version of their show is up online and people can download it for free without, you know, viewing the ads that paid for it, then they send cease and desist orders, and there's no real point in putting it up there, because by the time that you might listen to this show, the content could all be dead and gone. So you can just search online for iPhone and Conan, or iPhone and Stephen Colbert, and that one's actually pretty funny. Some of them are not really safe for work, but others are pretty humorous, so I think you should actually give them a look-see. And what does every Star Trek, please forgive me, what does every Star Wars nut think that is missing from their home theater system? Why, yes, it's an R2-D2 that actually functions. Apparently, this R2-D2 from over at the Sci-Fi Tech blog is not only a projector, and where else would it project from but the eye of R2-D2. Unfortunately, a lot of the geeks have actually already pointed out the fact that it should theoretically project through the hologram projector on the top of his head, but there's also an iPod dock, and that I'm pretty sure wasn't standard on the R2-D2 from the movies. There's a wireless speakers controller, there's a Bluetooth adapter, there's all kinds of crazy stuff. They actually have a video of it over at Sci-Fi Blog, or blog.sci-fi.com. You should really head on over there and check it out. It's pretty fun. There's a link in the show notes. And then they also have a link to something else I hadn't seen before. Now, out of all the things from Star Wars, one of the things that I love the most, I'm enamored of Darth Vader, shall we say. Out of all the characters, I think he's the most complex, and I really like him. I don't know why. It's akin to my love of robots, shall we just say. But apparently they have a popcorn dispenser for Darth Vader now. It's all black, looks very nice, and then there's an image of Darth Vader's mask etched into the glass. And for only $1,100, this could be yours. So I gotta start saving, and the boy might have to just hold off and use the diapers a couple times. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, we'll take it off and flush it down, you know what I mean? But still, thought that was kind of fun, so threw that out there as well. And then there's an article linked from Joystick that's about an ad featured in Women's Health. Now, the title's a little bit risque, but it comes right down to it and says that basically men and women who game together, men and women who actually play video games together, are more likely to have steady relationships and have sturdy marriages. This could be for a couple different reasons, possibly because you two share the same share the same interests, that you're more likely to talk things out and more likely to find things to do together. My wife and I really don't share very many interests at all, but we still game together periodically, and it's kind of cool. She has a very limited range of games she accepts that she will try and she'll play. Racing games every now and then, especially the cutesy ones, kind of like Mario Kart or Crash Bandicoot, that kind of stuff. The Dance Dance Revolution, of course, she's all into that. She whipped my rear end horribly in Karaoke Revolution, and that just goes to show you that you really do not want to have me sing on this show. So apparently they give you a mark at the end. I would be one of the people that they would throw up on American Idol just to laugh at. She would probably be one of the people who might make it through. So that's the level of difference that we have here. So it's just kind of an interesting article. Thought I'd throw it out there. Maybe if you're one of those people who would love to get your wife into gaming, this might be one of those things you can point to and say, look, honey, if we do this together, we could stay together longer. But still. And then there's one little bit of tidbit today that might not necessarily be about technology, but today, January 14th, 2007, is the anniversary of the first Super Bowl. Yes, way back when, some 41 years ago, in 1966, I believe. The first Super Bowl apparently was the American Football Championship game or something like that. So that happened, and that's also the reason that there is no music on today. I'm just so distraught over the fact and the way that the Eagles lost yesterday. It's like, you know, I can't really put my whole heart and mind into this. I don't really want to really listen to a whole bunch of different music. I had a lot of stuff to do today. It's just, I can't stomach the PodSafe music aspect of today. So we're going to hold off. There might be actually a little bit of a special show airing today, this week's, to kind of throw out some PodSafe music, a little bit of offbeat news. Hopefully you'll enjoy that. But just for today, there is no joy in Philly. All right, that wraps up our tech tidbit section. Hopefully you enjoyed all that. Now we move on to the general information, just the standard stuff. If you're listening to this podcast on the stream over at the Tech Podcast Network, then you can find it at www.caffination.com. That's caffeination.com. We are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. We're also proudly listed over at Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. That's Blueberry without the E's. It's a social podcasting network site. It's kind of like a MySpace for podcasts, a crazy little place to hang out there. You can find all kinds of neat little things to take up your time. You can see all the shows that we listen to and all the people who listen to our show. You can leave comments for our show. It's kind of a fun place to hang out. If you think that this show is dig-worthy, if there's a social news site, basically you can vote on what stories and what podcasts you actually think should move up the ladder, then you can click on the link in our show notes and both over at our website. It's Dig This Show. Click here to let us know. You have to log into your Dig account and give us the vote of confidence that we hope that you could. And then, let's see. We have one more little bit of information from our Season of Giving. Child's Play Charity, the charity run by Penny Arcade, actually raised over $1 million this year alone. So in under 2 months, they raised $1,024,400. It's almost a shame that they actually raised the $400 at the end, because 1024 is a very geeky number, so it'd be kind of cool to see that. But still, $1,024,400 in 2 months. That's how much gamers gave to charity. That's awesome. And that just about wraps up the general information here. We have our little lone caffeinated tidbit today. Apparently, I was talking all last week about doing the caffeinated vodka, the coffee-infused vodka, and I hadn't found the proper glass jars. Well, I found one, and right after the show last week, I decided I had two different ways I could go. I could just throw the whole coffee beans into the vodka and hope that it worked. I could grind the coffee beans as if I was going to make coffee with the vodka, or I could do something in between. So what I did was I took the entire, about half a bottle of vodka, put it into this glass jar, and then what I did was I took a handful of coffee beans and cracked them between two spoons so that, it wasn't exactly ground, but I broke up the outer shell. So during the roasting process, the beans tend to get sealed, so this hopefully allowed a lot of the aromatics and a lot of the oils to be infused into the vodka. And then I added a half a teaspoon of sugar to the vodka as a catalyst to allow it to infuse. Now, I shook it very, very vigorously and promptly put it in the closet to try and forget about it. It says you're supposed to put it in a dark, cool place. So after about a day, I came back, and it looked kind of like tea. So I was rather pleased with it, and decided to crack it open, of course, and smell it. Didn't taste it that day. Looked at it the next day. It was starting to look a little bit like weak coffee. And tasted it today. It's a unbelievable flavor. So I'm really happy with the way that went so far. Only had a little bit. I was like, all right, I really want to wait the standard 5 days they tell you to. So right now it's actually sitting in the freezer, as all good vodka should be stored. So it's not very good vodka per se, because if it turned out bad, I didn't want to be wasting good vodka. But still, it's an interesting little thing, and I'm pretty happy with the way it's turned out so far. So I might try a couple different infusions down the road. But it's fun to imagine the possibilities. So I actually broke it out last night and allowed a couple of people to see it and give me their take on it. And so far, it's been very popular, very, very interesting to see how this is going to work out. And I'm going to actually serve it to some of my friends next week, so we'll see how that works out. All right, that's about wraps up what we have to talk to you about today here. So hopefully you enjoyed our content. This has been Caffeination 097, the 97th Caffeination. I think if you count up all the episodes that we actually had, we're somewhere around like 102 or 103. 3. But we're only doing the numbered episodes. Those are only the ones that count. We don't count the special editions for Christmas and New Year's or whatever else like that. So hopefully you find some enjoyment in what we've been doing here. So, yeah, we'd just like to thank everybody for listening and hope that you enjoyed what we had to say here today. I can't really seem to find... There we go. That's the music that I wanted to have. This is the music from Sonic the Hedgehog, in case you didn't know that. But we're trying to work out all the kinks again from the new soundboard that we had up there. But still, thank you for listening, everybody. Again, you can find, if you have comments, suggestions, feedback, hate mail, whatever else you'd like to send us, please feel free to do so at caffeination@gmail.com. Our website is over at www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. Our MySpace friends account is at MySpace.com/caffeination, and our personal blog is over at puzzlepiecepro.com/blog. All right, thanks for listening, everybody, and stay caffeinated, people.